We're going to go to market with a few buildings on the site in the coming month, but this looks long term. This looks at really completing out the site to the kind of final phase. So it is big. It shows, yes, the potential for the site to support over 2,000 jobs and then additional jobs in construction.
80% plus of people saying they want the Ebrington site to be used for some form of cultural activity. People also talking about restaurants, bars, talking about tourism, talking about community activities. It's obvious that the City of Culture has left its mark in that respect.
I think you're absolutely right. It's clear. I suppose those results come from surveys carried out kind of around October and November. It's clear that the success and the feel-good factor of City of Culture and the kind of positivity that's around the city in relation to City of Culture had an impact on that. So yes, over 80% saying they want culture and creative industries to be foregrounded, but also then strong support for community interests, strong support for commercial interests and for open space and public realm. I guess the location of it beside the Peace Bridge and also beside St. Columb's Park means it's an area that's so well used now. I mean, we've had over 2 million people, obviously, over and back across the Peace Bridge. So Ebrington just trying to build on that as really, I guess, an enhancement and an expansion of the city centre. It's probably a unique opportunity, really, that a site of this scale comes back into development potential for a city all in one block. But we have to phase out the development and try and get it right now.